ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, on the occasion of Varaha's appearance day, we are reading a verse in relation to this pastime. This is from Canto 3, Chapter 18, the battle between Lord Boar and Hiranyaksha, text number 2. Dadarsya tatra bijitam daradaram Praniyamana Avanim Agradamstraya Nushnantam Akshna Swarucho Arunashriya Jahasa Chaho Vanagochara Mriga Dadarsha tatra bijitam daradaram Praniyamana vinam agradam straya Mushnantam akshna swarucho runa shriha Jahasa chaho vanagochara mriga Dadarsha tatra bijitam daradaram Praniyamana vanim agradam straya Mushnantam akshna swarucho runa shriha Jahasa chaho vanagochara mriga Dadarsha tatra bijitam dharadaram Praniyamana vanim agradam straya Mushnantam akshna swarucho runa shriha Jahasa chaho vanagochara mriga Vaishnavis. Dadarsha, he saw, tatra, there, abhijitam, the victorious. Dara, the earth. Dharam, bearing. Praniyamana, being raised upward. Avanim, the earth. Agradamstraya, by the tip of his tusk. Mushnantam, who was diminishing. Akshna, with his eyes. Swarucha, Hiranyaksha's own splendor. Aruna, reddish. Shriya, radiant. Jahasa, he laughed. Cha, and. Aho, O. Vanagochara, amphibious. Mriga, beast. Translation. He saw that the all-powerful personality of Godhead in his boar incarnation, bearing the earth upward on the ends of his tusks and robbing him of his splendor with his reddish eyes. The demon laughed, "Oh, an amphibious beast." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In a previous chapter, we have discussed the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Varaha, the boar. While Varaha, with his tusks, engaged in uplifting the submerged earth from the depth of the waters, this great demon, Hiranyaksha, met him and challenged him, calling him a beast. Demons cannot understand the incarnations of the Lord. They think that his incarnations as a fish or boar or tortoise are big beasts only. They understand the body of the Supreme Person. Oh, sorry. They misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in his human form, and they deride his descent. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, there is sometimes a demoniac misconception about the descent of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's body is spiritual, but demoniac persons consider the body of the Supreme Personality to be material, just like ours. Abhajananti mammudha. Persons who have no intelligence deride the transcendental form of the Lord as material. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're hearing how Hiranyaksha, the king of the demons, addressed Lord Varaha. Not very nice way to address someone. How would we like to be called a beast? Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he hears someone address him like this, the words pierce his heart. He replies actually in a few verses later, he will reply to this Hiranyaksha and tell him, "Yes, true it is that I am a beast of the jungle and I am meant for eating dogs like you." So the shaft-like words of Hiranyaksha do not actually please the Lord. And similarly, other people also fail to please the Lord, particularly Mayavadis, when they address the Lord. Because when they read the Vedas, they will give an impersonal conception to the absolute truth. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a description how one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been hearing the glories of Lord Varaha. And while he was in relishing the mood of Lord Varaha, he came to the home of Murari Gupta. And at that time, he chanted the name Sukara, Sukara, which is boar, right? It's the name of the boar, Sanskrit for boar. So, chanted the name of Sukara, and then Lord Chaitanya actually assumed the form of Lord Varaha while he was in the home of Murari Gupta. So Lord Varaha also appears here in Navadvip Dham. Murari Gupta's house is not far away. On the Parikrama, we always visit there. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and he was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his early pastimes. So Lord Chaitanya exhibited the form of Lord Varaha when he came to Murari Gupta's house. And it was certainly bewildering for Murari Gupta to suddenly find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transform into the form of Lord Varaha. When we see our artist's illustration of Lord Varaha, we notice that Lord Varaha, just like in most of the generally temples, they will show Lord Varaha having two arms. So the artist with our Bhaktivedanta Book Trust inquired from Prabhupada about how to present Lord Varaha. And Prabhupada told them that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Varaha is described as having four hoofs. But he said, you can show two arms and the back legs should be hoofs. And then they also wondered that Lord Varaha is a boar. Can a boar be attractive? Because the Lord is supposed to be all attractive. So does the Lord have, does he ever have incarnations which are not attractive? So Srila Prabhupada told them that Lord Varaha is very beautiful, very attractive. And he said, when you paint him, you should make him as attractive as possible. Because boar. So Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya transform into the boar, and Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya transform into Lord Varaha, and Lord Varaha then picked up a water pot. There was a water pot with a spout, and Lord Chaitanya in this form as Varaha then picked up that water pot in his mouth, just as Lord Varaha would pick up the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya was revealing to his devotees that he is the Supreme Lord. This was his pastime. This was his way of showing them. He said, in the past, you doubted who I am. Now you know who I am. Now you can see who I am. And then he asked Murari Gupta to offer prayers. And Murari Gupta was so astounded to see all of this, it was difficult for him to say much in glorification of the Lord. But then Lord Chaitanya began to speak to Murari Gupta, and he told him that there are people who worship the Vedas, but he said, there's a particular wretch in Kasi. There's this wretch in Kasi named Prakasananda, and he cuts me to pieces with his teaching of the Vedas. So Prakasananda, he was of course the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis in Benares, and later on Lord Chaitanya would go there to Benares and deliver Prakasananda. So it's mentioned there in Chaitanya Bhagavat that in his early pastimes, Lord Chaitanya was already aware of this Prakasananda. And he describes how his words were cutting him to pieces. Why do the Mayavadi words cut the body of the Lord to pieces because they deride his personal form. The Mayavad, they will particularly recite a statement from the Vedas which said, the Lord has no arms and he has no legs. He cannot see, but he knows everything. He has no ears, but he can hear everything. He has no eyes, but he can see everything. So they give importance to this kind of statement, and then they conclude that the Lord cannot therefore have a form. They do not understand how the Lord can have a spiritual form, a transcendental form. So when the Lord appears in these different incarnations, just as Varaha or Kurma or Nrisimha, the body is not material, but it's a fully transcendental, spiritual form. Actually, the form of Lord Varaha is described to be the Vedas personified. And this is explained that the Vedas are the breath of the Lord. Now, the Vedic knowledge was given, the first student of the Vedas was Lord Brahma. The Vedic knowledge from the Lord was imparted into Lord Brahma. That breath of the Lord was put into Lord Brahma. And then when Lord Varaha appears, he appears from the nostril of Brahma. So, what is coming from the nostril? This is actually our breath. So that same breath is actually the Lord Varaha. And therefore, just as the breath comes from the nostril of Lord Brahma, this is personified Vedas. So Lord Brahma is not different from the personification of the Vedas. We should understand that there are two different Varahas mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. One is called Sweta Varaha, and then there is Rakta Varaha, meaning one is white and one is red. And they appear at different times. One appears during the Swayambhuva Manu millennium, and the other during Chakshusa millennium. In the earlier chapter, it was described how at the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma produced Manu and requested him and his wife to procreate the universe. And at that time, Manu pointed out to Brahma that the earth planet had fallen into the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. And Brahma was contemplating what to do. And at that time, Lord Varaha appears from the nostril of Brahma. The form of Lord Varaha is, of course, he came out from the nostril in a tiny form, but then expanded into a gigantic form which covered the sky all the way up to the planet of Brahma, all the way up to Satyaloka. And in this way, Lord Varaha then dove into the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean to pick up the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. The earth and Lord Varaha have a very intimate connection. Bhumi. In the Sri Vaishnavism, they worship the Lord along with his two Shaktis, Bhum and Sri. So Bhumi, this is Bhumi, the earth, the deity of the earth planet. When Lord Varaha picked up the earth planet from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, we are told that at that time the earth became impregnated. And the result of her impregnation is she gave birth to a son called Naraka. Narak. And this Narak, in the beginning of his life, was a good devotee. He served all the brahmanas and he was very pious and very religious. But due to the will of providence, he came into bad association and he associated with some demon called Bana. And after that, then he became offensive against the devotees and he gave so much trouble to the brahmanas. And ultimately, this child was killed by the Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also described this to Murari Gupta. that he said, I cannot tolerate anyone who will give trouble to my devotees. He said, even my own son, if he gives trouble to my devotees, I will kill him. And of course, the Lord did. Ultimately, this Narak was killed by the Lord. So, Lord Varaha has two incarnations. One is white and one is red. And the second incarnation is described that he has a fight. He's challenged with Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, of course, were the two sons of Diti. And at the time of their birth, there was so much bad omens. There was thunder and lightning, and it was very inauspicious circumstance. Everyone could understand that some very demoniac persons were taking their birth. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu began to terrorize the universe. And Hiranyaksha, his name was, by his name, we understand that he is always looking for gold. And because of his desire to acquire more and more gold, he had dug up most of the earth, and he had created some instability in the earth planet, resulting in the earth planet falling into the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. Hiranyaksha also liked to challenge people. He liked to show his strength, and he went everywhere looking for a suitable person to fight with. He had gone on one occasion to meet Varuna, the god of the sea. Varuna, however, declined to fight with Hiranyaksha. He told Hiranyaksha, I'm too old now. I won't be able to give you a good fight. But don't worry. You should find Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu will certainly be a good combatant. He'll give you a good combat. And when Lord Vishnu is finished with you, you will find that your body is surrounded by dogs. You'll become food for dogs and vultures. You can be sure of this. So, hearing these words from Varuna, Hiranyaksha was very eager to find Lord Vishnu. And this leads to this verse being spoken, that Lord Vishnu, in the form of Lord Varaha, actually appears to pick up the earth. And at that time, then he is challenged by Hiranyaksha, calling him, oh, you amphibious beast. So Lord Varaha, first of all, picks up the earth and restores the earth in its position on the surface of the water, and then comes back to fight with Hiranyaksha. And there is a great fight, because we know that Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they are not ordinary demons. Anyone who is fighting with the Lord, they're very special personalities. They're almost equal to the Lord. And they had come here with that particular purpose in mind, following the curse of the four Kumaras, the two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay, fell into the material world to take birth as demons three times. And the first birth was as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So the Lord wants a good fight. And as Lord Varaha, he had a very nice fight with Hiranyaksha. In fact, it was such a fight that even Lord Brahma was worrying, because it was coming to the end of the day. And he was telling, demons become more powerful towards the end of the day. Please kill him quickly. And at one point, even Lord Varaha lost his mace. They were fighting with maces. At one point, Lord Varaha lost his mace. And the demigods were watching the fight, and they were all worried. Oh no, what's going to happen? But then the Lord, he has his Sudarshan Chakra, and he used that to defend himself. So then finally, just before the end of the day, Lord Varaha slaps just on the ear of Hiranyaksha, and the demon Hiranyaksha fell down dead. In this way, Lord Varaha fulfilled his mission, that the Lord incarnates to give pleasure to the devotees and to annihilate the demons. So the pastime of Lord Varaha is showing us how the Lord can have any form He likes. He is not limited. Why should the Lord take the form of a boar? Of course, the form of a boar was particularly appropriate for His function, because the earth had fallen into the bottom of the sea. So in order to pick up an object from the bottom of some dirty place, it's appropriate to have the body of a boar. And this pastime, of course, is also glorified in Jayadev Goswami's Dasavatar Stotra. He describes how the Lord appears in the form of a boar and picks up the earth planet from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. We understand the Lord's forms to be always transcendental. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks also about Nityananda, that the body of Lord Nityananda is also spiritual. He is not an ordinary person. But in the Lord appears like an ordinary person. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes the relevant verse from Bhagavad Gita, that the foolish mock at me, descending amongst them like an ordinary person. They do not know my transcendental nature and supreme dominion over all that be. So Lord Varaha has a wonderful form, and He performs wonderful pastimes. When the Lord incarnates in this world, it is not for any just ordinary purpose, but is to fulfill specific functions, special functions, as in this case, picking up the earth and annihilating demons like Hiranyaksha. And so there's one more pastime of Lord Varaha I wanted to mention, which also took place here in Mayapur Dham, in Navadvip Dham, and that was over in Koladvip. Kola is another Sanskrit word for boar. Just like Sukara, there is also another word, Kola. So Koladvip is one of the nine islands of Navadvip, and it is named after Lord Varaha, because in the Satya Yuga, Lord Varaha appears there. He appeared there to fulfill the desire of one Brahmana devotee. There was one Vasudev Vipra, who was a very pious Brahmana, who was a great devotee of Lord Varaha. And he was praying to Lord Varaha that, please make my eyes successful. Give me darshan. I want to see your form. Please make my life successful. If I can have your darshan, then I will feel that my life has been worthwhile. And he was praying like this for many, many days. He was a great devotee of Lord Varaha. So after a long time, Lord Varaha appeared to this Brahmana Vasudev. And he revealed to this Brahmana Vasudev his transcendental form. If you go over to Navadvip, you can see there's one temple there, Agodia temple, which has also deity of Lord Varaha. So Lord Varaha appears there in Koladvip, and he told this Brahmana Vasudev that this Navadvip Dham is very dear to me, that all of my different incarnations are here in this Dham. And in the Kali Yuga, I will also come in my most merciful form. And at that time, I will perform the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. And he requested this Brahmana Vasudev that, you please also come in the Kali Yuga and take part in my Sankirtan pastimes. In this way, Lord Varaha is revealing the nature of his future pastimes to his devotee. The pastimes of the Lord, like Lord Varaha, are full of auspiciousness for the devotees. But for demons, they're very difficult to understand. If some people who are not devotees come and see this battle between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha, they may think, oh, the good person is Hiranyaksha, and the demon is this animal, this terrible looking animal. You know, this poor man is fighting with this terrible boar. Difficult for people to understand the actual nature of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But for the devotees, very easy to understand. So the Lord's reply, as I said, true it is that I am a beast of the jungle. I'm meant for eating dogs like you. In England, they have a very barbaric pastime. Aristocratic people go on horses and they often go hunting for things like foxes and boars. Boars are very ferocious animals, wild boars. They have tusks on them which are razor sharp. And when people go hunting for these boars, you know, they often go with many dogs. But many of these dogs are ripped to pieces by these boars. Because these boars, they can fight also. They have these razor sharp tusks and they rip the dogs to pieces. So very appropriate that Lord Varaha's reply to Hiranyaksha, that I am meant for eating dogs like you. So we want to learn how to speak words which are pleasing to the Lord. So many nice prayers are there. We will hear also in relation to Lord Varaha, when Lord Varaha appears, the great sages in the higher planets like Janaloka, Tapaloka, they offer prayers to Lord Varaha and they pray to him that you are the personification of the Vedas. And they say, we have become purified by the water which has come from your bodily hairs. Lord Varaha had dove in the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. And when they come up, just like a dog which goes in the water, they shake their body and all the water from their body splashed over everyone. So Lord Varaha, similarly Lord Varaha, after picking up the earth planet, then shook his body and the water which came from his body splashed on the great sages in the higher planets. But the great sages said, we have become purified by the water from your bodily hairs. You know, if a boar was to come and throw, you know, sprinkle water up, we would run, get out of here. But Lord Varaha, when he shakes his body, the water which comes from him, that water is not different from the river Ganges. Just as the water which washes the feet of Lord Vamanadev is the river Ganges and it purifies all of us. In the same way the sages said, we have become purified by this water coming from your bodily hair. So, we will stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Or Prabhu?
So, how do the Shweta Varaha and Rakta Varaha relate to each other? They seem to be connected. Different times.
This is different times. One comes in Svayambhuvamano, one comes in Chakshushamano.
But in both times, the earth is falls into the Garbhodak, or?
Well, certainly the first incarnation mentions about the air falling in the bottom. Then the second incarnation mentions about fighting with Lord Varaha. And sometimes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Bhakur says that Prabhupada comments in the purport that Vishwanath Chakravarti Bhakur explains that the two pastimes of being a monk are put together in one pastime.
Yes. Yeah, they're both twin brothers. Right? So they both fight, but they're in different places fighting Lord Hiranyaksha is going around digging up the earth sometimes, and sometimes he goes to Varuna asking for a fight. Sometimes he's in the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. That's where he fought with Lord Varaha. Hiranyakashipu is more in the higher planets. And he was doing, remember, Hiranyakashipu was doing austerities for a long time, right? But they're both there within the, in the universe at the same time. Okay, any other question? Okay, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.